Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the premier broadcast of the Life Coach Radio Network. My name is Russ Terry, and I am the creator, executive producer, and host of the Life Coach Radio Network, and we are so excited for this premier broadcast tonight. I have assembled 20 to 25 pretty amazing coaches from the U.S., the U.K., and Canada, and we're going to be talking to you tonight about all that you can expect in the coming weeks and months on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm going to be introducing you to about 15 or 20 of the coach hosts. Everybody who is able to join tonight is present and accounted for, and we're going to talk about things such as the type of coaching they do, the clients they have, what they hope to accomplish as a result of being on this radio network and being on a show, and all kinds of awesome stuff. So I wouldn't be here without all of the coach hosts who are going to be joining me shortly, all of their support and their fast replies to my long emails. This network has really come together only in the last month, and it's pretty amazing, I think, what we've been able to accomplish to get so many people signed up and on the air. And I really appreciate their kind words and gratitude for what I have been doing on my end. So, listeners, thank you so much. If you haven't done so already, like us on Facebook. It's Life Coach Radio Network. That's Life Coach Radio Network. You can also follow us on Twitter, Coach Host Radio. That's Coach Host Radio. Normally, on a normal broadcast, we would have people call in, but because we have so many coaches to get to tonight, we're not going to have callers, but on all of their shows coming up this month, and we have an action-packed May planned for you, then you'll get the opportunity to call in. We're going to have some great shows all throughout the month of May and in the months to come, some solo host shows, things about career and entrepreneurism and spirituality and style coaching and all kinds of other stuff. And then we're going to have a show called Life Coach Chat, which is on Fridays and some other days too. And on Fridays, it's going to be Free Coaching Friday. So you can call in and ask any kind of coaching-related questions or get coaching from our panel of experts. So that should be a lot of fun. Also on Sundays, we're going to have a show called Super Soul Sunday Recap and Discussion. Many of us watch the show Super Soul Sunday on the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey's network, and it's usually on late morning. So say it's on at 11 o'clock Eastern. The three hosts that day will watch the show live from 11 a.m. to noon and then go live on the air from 12 to 1 to talk about all the great insights that Oprah and her guest had. So we only have one Super Soul Sunday in May just because of Mother's Day, Memorial Day weekend, but coming in June, hopefully those will be every week. And really, I just want to emphasize that we're all here to bring coaching to more people. We all love being coaches so incredibly much, and it's changed our lives. I know it's changed my life. And we just want to get the word out about how incredible your life can be when you're exposed to coaching and all that comes with it. For me, my life went from great to incredible, and I just want that for everybody else too. So without further ado, I am going to bring in the first coach host all the way from the UK, David Citron. How you doing?
Hi, Ross. How you doing?
I am great. So everyone, David's show is going to be on every other Thursday night. David Citron's Transform Your Life in 60 Minutes. I love it. Why did you come up with that title?
Thank you so much, Russ. First off, I just want to give so much credit to you for putting together this network. I think it's one of a kind, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. So just on behalf of myself and all the coaches, thank you so much for putting it together. It's very excited. Transform Your Life in 60 Minutes is going to be an action-packed 60 minutes, Thursday, 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, or 3 p.m. Eastern. It's basically going to be focused on how to make massive transformation in the least amount of time in a permanent, enduring way. And one of the central focuses of it will be the follow-through. How do you, in your health, in your wealth, and in your relationships, follow through with those goals that you really want, but you haven't quite got to yet?
Oh, my gosh, that is such a relevant issue. I'm so glad you bring that up, because I see that with my client base. There are some people that are great at the follow-through, and I know from session to session they're going to accomplish a lot. And then there are others that are stuck. So what do you do with the people who are stuck or who have not yet followed through?
Right. So we've got a whole host of different inspiring approaches and tools that people can put right into their lives. And what we're going to be doing is taking inspiration from all the giants of the past in terms of coaching, Napoleon Hill, Dale Carnegie, Jim Rohn, bringing it all the way to the future, Brian Tracy, you know, the current day kings of coaching, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Martha Beck, all these people's tools on how to actually make a difference. And a lot of it's going to be to do with motivation through the details of a goal. Yeah, because I don't believe that there are particularly motivated people or lazy people. I believe that there are motivating goals, and you can take someone who might have been deemed as lazy and stick inside them a motivating goal which they have designated for themselves, and there's special ingredients for that, and that will completely transform their life and their whole approach to their follow-through, and then you start seeing results.
Wow. So I may ask many of the coaches this, but for you, how did you get on this path? Was it a huge transformation? Was it gradual?
Well, I was supposed to be a doctor. I was given the doctor's set when I was very young, and I always knew that I wanted to help people. So I started out in medicine, moved off from there into an interest in therapy, because I suddenly realized, hold on a second, I'm into psychology, and very few others in the course were. So into therapy, psychotherapy, etc. And then I started feeling, I'm also a bit different from these people. I want to move forward a little bit more. I want to strategize. I want to help people strategize about the future and get them moving towards their goals in the future, not so much picking up the past or, working through the meaning of this and the meaning of that, but rather really getting down to creating results and massive transformation for people in the shortest amount of time possible. So that's what led me to coaching, and I'm so excited to be involved in it because, as you've said rightly, like, it has changed all of our lives, and it really is something that needs to be shared and spread, and I hope that this network does that job.
Awesome. I sure hope so, too. So we're going to be spending about 5 minutes with each of the coaches, and time flies when you're having fun. Our 5 minutes are up, but I know it's well past midnight across the pond. So, David, thanks so much for being on. Get some rest, and we will see you a week from tomorrow, 8 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. Eastern here in the U.S. David Citron's Transform Your Life in 60 Minutes. David, thanks for joining. Have a great night.
Thank you. Looking forward.
Awesome. All right. Thanks. Okay, next up, one of three Davids who are on the Life Coach Radio Network, David Frank Gomes, halfway across the world, practically from London in Vancouver, Canada. His show is called Frank Talk. It's going to be on every other Monday, starting Monday, May 13th. David Frank Gomes, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Russ.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, me too. Me too. So, Frank Talk, what kind of show is that going to be?
Well, I took my middle name and made it into a title. First off, one thing I just want to mention is that most people are aware of business coaching. It's fairly ubiquitous now, but personal coaching is still in its infancy, and so there's a lot more to it, I think, than just to-do lists and achieving goals, tools and techniques. So at its deepest level, it's really about digging into the marrow of your own life and how to live it as deeply and beautifully as you can. And it's about taking care of your most valuable asset, which is you. So my first show is really going to be about kind of explaining to folks what the coaching world is really all about, personal coaching.
Mm. And how did you get involved in personal coaching?
I trained at the Coaches Training Institute in California, and I was a hairdresser before, well, a long time ago when I wore younger man's clothing. you know, from that business, I learned a lot about people, listening, and stories. I became a filmmaker, a storyteller, and so I spent a lot of time telling other people's stories. And really what I do as a coach is I help people tell themselves better stories. So it's interesting because you're, as a coach, I'm sure as many of the coaches here would attest to, you take your personal, the life you've lived and infuse it into your own sort of personal coaching practice. So that's kind of how I ended up in coaching. You know, I just thought, this is something that I'm sort of doing anyways in these other careers, and also a chance to work just with people and less with technology. You know, I was working with a lot of technology as a filmmaker, so I wanted to work, you know, kind of personally one-on-one with folks.
Awesome. So, Frank Talk, how will you weave the title into the show? Are you going to be blunt with people? What can we expect?
Blunt? No, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's I'm not sure. It really depends on how it unfolds. But, you know, what I'm going to be doing is taking, for me, coaching is really about the principle of small steps. And over time, small steps lead to huge gains. So I use the principle of Kaizen, which is taking small steps. So and taking these principles, so I combine sort of or infuse, I guess you could say, Eastern wisdom with contemporary strategies of insight and accountability in action. So each show is going to be, well, I'll give you a few of them. The first show is going to be goals, why you don't need them, and what will deliver more powerful outcomes for you. I'm going to do a show on being versus doing. So we live in a doing world, but without being, we sort of stay stuck on a treadmill. I'm going to do a show on presence as a practice, which is about is what happens to you in any given moment, who you are, or just the experience you're having. So I'm taking these little kind of nuggets and infusing them into simple techniques that people can actually take away after the show and practice in their own lives.
I love it. I love that you have a robust agenda. That's awesome. Mondays every other week are in good hands with David Frank Gomes. So what is the thing about this Life Coach Radio Network that you're most excited about?
Well, I think like everybody, I think we're all wanting to be ambassadors. You know, life is a journey, really, and you want to travel that journey well. And I think coaching is really about helping people to travel their lives in a more meaningful way. So I'm excited to sort of explain things and sort of get people maybe up to speed a little bit more about what coaching is all about, because I think there are probably a lot of ideas about coaching that aren't quite true. So I think it'll just be a really fabulous place for people to come and hang out with all these amazing coaches and take away some really practical, you know, things that they can use in their everyday life to generate more happiness.
Awesome. I could not agree more. David Frank Gomes, host of Frank Talk, every other Monday evening. Remind our viewers what time it's going to be on the West Coast and East Coast.
7 p.m. Pacific time on the West Coast and 10 p.m. On the East Coast.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, David, for being on, and can't wait for Frank Talk on Mondays.
Yeah. I can't wait either.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Good
Russ,
stuff.
For all the work you've done.
All right, thank you. Okay, next up, Tiffany Dixon, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
All right, Tiffany is host of Me Optimized. She is going to make her debut on Monday night, May 20th. Yeah. Tiffany is a style coach. What is Me Optimized going to be about? Tiffany, you there? Oh, we may have lost Tiffany for a second. Oh, Tiffany, you're breaking up, so let's come back to you. If you're able to dial in on a different number, that may work a little bit better. All right, Jeff Valensky is on the line. Jeff, are you ready to go on the air and talk about your show?
I am, yes.
Awesome. So Jeff Valensky is going to have a show every other Tuesday at noon starting May 14th. Jeff, what is the title of your show?
Russ, the title of my show is Fun to Fortune.
Fun to Fortune. I love it. Everybody loves fortune. All right. So for our listeners, what's Fun to Fortune going to be about?
Well, this show is targeted towards entrepreneurs, startups, multipreneurs, people who basically have an idea, have created a business around something they enjoy, something I would say is their, you know, fun, and they really want to capitalize on it and turn it into fortune, which could be dollars, could be abundance, it could just be, like you said, the word incredible.
Wow. And are you an entrepreneur yourself or a multipreneur?
Oh, yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
And I am also, and I know what I think about it, but what are your thoughts on entrepreneurism, multipreneurism?
Gosh, my thoughts are, why did I wait so long? I was in a career on Wall Street for 15 years, having major career envy. Anyone who told me about a business they were starting or doing, I was like, oh, you know, I want to do my own thing. I have so many ideas I want to turn into businesses. And, you know, you mentioned that this show is about sort of the power of coaching. It really was a coach that made me accountable to turn one of my many ideas into reality. And, you know, really what I said is gave me a kick in the ass. I really couldn't, you know, I couldn't wiggle out of it. I couldn't convince myself why not to do it. And, so that was the impetus of my first business, which was called Broadway Bodies. And Broadway Bodies is the fun way to work out. It's a workout choreographed to show tunes and musical movies and popular choreography like Beyonce Single Ladies. And we simplify it for non-dancers. And this was something that I wanted to do, and I couldn't find a class out there. And I was like, I'm going to create it. People are like, are you a dancer? I'm like, no, not at all. In fact, I'm a pretty bad dancer. So, you know, what I love about it also is when I tell people about what I created, is the first thing they say is, oh, my God, how fun, or that sounds like fun. And I love that, and I love that for entrepreneurs to hear that response, like, oh, my God, that's a really fun idea. That's a great idea. It's really cool.
It is fun. It is fun. And I love being an entrepreneur so incredibly much. And I am always singing its praises. And I think if your show helps to encourage people to become an entrepreneur, then you are doing a darn great thing, because people will be so happy when they come over to this side. What are your two or three top things about becoming an entrepreneur, or top things that you enjoy about being an entrepreneur?
Gosh, I love every day just creating. I love making stuff up. I love trying things and seeing if they work in my businesses and don't, you know, if they don't work. I love working with my clients who are creating. So there's just so much creativity in it. And freedom and flexibility to, you know, there's a lot of frustration in being an entrepreneur, but there's also so much, you know, like excitement around it. because it's your baby. You know, it's you put all your life, energy, time into it, and so it's really exciting. I mean, my show is really geared to have a lot of people that I've considered who have created really fun businesses on my show, and have them, you know, serve as inspiration and, you know, informing other entrepreneurs who are stuck, and, you know, just different ways of sort of seeing through the woods, getting different perspectives and just being inspired. Because I love, every time I see a business that, you know, is on Shark Tank, or which is one of my favorite shows, you know, I'm like, this is great. I'd love to have them on my show. So that's sort of the what I'm about.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to tune in. Jeff Valensky, Fun into Fortune, Fun to Fortune. I want to make sure I get it right.
It's Fun to Fortune right now. That's my working title, so yeah.
Fun to Fortune, working title. You sound like a media personality. Way to use the lingo. Fun to Fortune with Jeff Valensky every other Tuesday at noon, starting on May 14th. Jeff, anything else you want to add?
Just thank you. I've been, you know, this has been all on my list of something to do, radio show. I started a little video series, but videos take forever. You know, I was editing for hours, but this is something I wanted to do for a long time. And I'm so happy that you have created the platform for this and giving us the opportunity to bring all this great coaching and coach work to zillions of people. So thank you. It's awesome.
You're welcome. You are so welcome, Jeff. You know, it's funny, he mentioned all the people. So we've done test episodes just so I could train all the coach hosts on how Blog Talk Radio works. And we've had like 750 people listen to the three trainings, which were literally just me saying, this is how you do this. But I guess people are out there searching for coaching content here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm so excited that now that we have actual content, I can't even imagine how many listeners we're going to get. All right, so thank
billions.
You, Jeff. I know, billions. I love it. Awesome.
Thanks, Russ.
You're welcome. All right, next up, Gene Stets-Puchalski, who is our resident leadership expert here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Gene, thank you for being on.
Russ, thank you so much. I really enjoyed being one of your guest coaches on the leadership show that you put on. And it really, what struck me about leadership is that when we talk about leadership, we're not talking necessarily just about leaders and companies. I think you and I talked a little bit about what is the definition of leadership. It's about intentional influence and how we're leaders in our own lives. How, when we interact with others, that intentional influence that we have as we go out into the world, and being mindful about that and being agile and really having that opportunity to shift our energy so that we're not at the effect if we have a boss or a coworker or someone we know who has that intentional influence over us. And what's exciting is we'll have three coaches, leadership coaches, and we'll be talking about different areas of leadership. During the first broadcast on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll talk about what does leadership mean in your life. We'll invite callers to talk a little bit about that. And the three coaches will share areas of expertise in healthcare, in education, in work environments, work-life balance. So callers can expect to really start to create a rich vocabulary around becoming leaders in their own lives.
Which is just so incredibly important. And even you and I had an interaction today. You, like some of the others, were trying to carve out enough time to do this radio show, which you felt like was important. And I don't want to speak for you, but I know it can be stressful trying to make time for everything. And we spoke, and I said, you know, whatever you want to do, Gene, however you want to pursue this, that's fine with me. I don't want to cause any more stress in your life as the creator and executive producer of this. I want it to be a great positive experience for everyone and not another thing to add to the list.
You know, Russ, what a great example. And as we talked about it, we're talking about stepping in, taking the lead role in hosting this radio show and bringing together other coaches who are absolutely passionate about leadership and about helping people to really identify and clarify their own role in their own life and stepping up and saying, hey, if I'm at the effect of a challenge or a task or any of these things that give me pause, let's discuss it. Mm-hmm. Let's have that opportunity to have a forum and really get help people shift and move toward the life they were meant to lead.
That is so, so true and so wise. So your premiere is actually going to be the first week in June, Tuesday, June 4th at 8 p.m. We have such an action-packed May that we're saving Jean to make her debut in early June. So what is the thing about this network that you are most excited about?
You know, Russ, I think the opportunity for people to, in their own space, sit in, listen, gain an awareness, being a part of a larger coach community. So having that benefit of your leadership and saying, gee, let's get together coaches. Because people either want to know more about coaching, have been coached, are looking for a coach. And how do we help people wrap their head around what this coaching is all about? And so really, for me, it was being a guest host with you on radio show, seeing the impact, listening, understanding people were listening in, and really benefiting from the passion that conversation about leaning in and Sheryl Sandberg and what's current out there. So what's happening in the world of work? What's happening in the world of health? Really giving coaches a forum and having the audience be able to call in and interact for free, really. So making coaching accessible, making leadership coaching accessible, really spreading the word and giving people an opportunity to be a part of coaching.
So well said, and I have a close friend in Florida who I visited soon after you were on the show, and we talked about Lean In, and she said she read Sheryl Sandberg's book in like days because she was just so on the edge of her seat about it. All right, Jean Stets-Pochowski hosting the Leadership Show starting Tuesday, June 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Jean, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks, Russ, for getting this going.
All right, you are sure, certainly welcome. Okay, next up, Kathleen Brady. She is going to host Get a Job with Kathleen Brady Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, starting 2 weeks from tonight and every other Wednesday thereafter. Kathleen, thank you for being one of the many great coach hosts here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be a part of this, and I echo the other people who said to you, thank you for putting this together and just assembling this amazing group of people to make coaching accessible to everyone. This is fabulous.
You're welcome. I'm excited. I know all of you are excited, my fellow coach hosts, and hopefully the listeners will be excited too. So your topic, Get a Job, oh my God, it is so applicable to so many people. I want to ask you, what do you see these days? Here we are, the calendar just turned to May 2013. What's the current lay of the land in terms of the job market from your standpoint?
You know, I get asked that question all the time, and I always say if I have to describe the job market in a word, it is chaotic. And that's both good and bad news, because the good news about it being chaotic is there's lots of room for creativity. It's no longer just, you know, send a resume, you have to have this credential, boom, you get in the door. There's lots of wiggle room, and there people are sort of making people, both the job seekers and employers, are kind of making things up a little bit on the fly and trying to figure out what the rules of the game are and how to fill their needs in the proper way. So lots of room for creativity, and that's exciting. The downside to this is there's absolutely no structure to it anymore. And that can be incredibly overwhelming to people, because when you're looking for a job and you don't have a sense of, I don't even know how to do this, I don't know what the rules of the game are, it's completely paralyzing for people. So part of the purpose of this show is really to help people navigate the chaos. And what we will try and do is look at some of the best practices that are going on in terms of hiring and help offer some creative solutions to design your approach to get you where you want to go. And it's the idea for the show came from a book that I wrote with the same title called Get a Job, 10 Steps to Career Success. Because again, it was about trying to find a way to help people deal with the frustrations of job hunting. And so what I'm going to try and do is walk people through different elements of the book with guests on to be able to, you know, sort of give real live examples of how things have worked for them, and really be able to take some questions from people, because that sometimes it's that question that someone has that just leaves them completely stymied, that you power up with a coach and you can look at it from lots of different angles and come up with different perspectives for it and come up with a new way of thinking and design that program. So it's very exciting. And what I'm hoping is that the program is the advice that we'll be able to give and the way we look at it will be specific enough to be helpful. We're going to say more to you than, well, you got to write a good resume. Well, what does that mean? What does a good resume look like? And really kind of define it, put some teeth around that. You know, same thing about, well, you interview effectively. Well, how do you do that? How do you tell your story? So we'll really give some really specific examples, yet we want it to be generic enough that it'll be applicable across experience levels and industries. You know, clearly May is a great time. We got a lot of graduates coming out of college, and, you know, they barely get their diploma and hear congratulations before well-meaning parents and others in their life start screaming at them, get a job, get a job. They don't quite know how to get a job. So, you know, we'll be hopeful that we'll be able to help those folks, as well as people who are in their mid-career thinking, you know, I'm not sure I want to do this anymore, but I don't know what else to do, along with people who have been laid off for a variety of reasons because the industry is changing so much and they find themselves, you know, kind of out of a job, and how do you get back into the game and make sure that you tell that story well. So, you know, lots of people in this situation, but coming at it from very different points of view, and we want to be able to be helpful to everyone.
Oh, my gosh. I love talking to you because I get so many follow-up questions as a result of all the incredibly wise things that you say.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so, but I want to try to keep it to within 5 minutes, or I could go on with you forever. So let me just ask, you mentioned solutions a minute or two ago, and I don't want to steal anything from your show, but what's one little nugget that you can give us that may help people who are listening tonight?
I'll give you the big answer, because people can't hear this enough. It's, people always say, well, what's the one common thread to being successful in this? And the one common thread in getting a job is believing that you can.
Mm.
When you start accepting the you can't because you don't have enough experience, you have too much experience, you went to the wrong school, you're too black, you're too white, you're too this, you're too that, you're not enough of this, you're not enough of that. Once you start buying all of those I can't because reasons, you lose. But what we really work with in all of coaching, you know, no matter what the issue is moving people from I can't because thinking into how can I.
Mm.
And what I love about being part of this network, because I know you're going to ask me that, but I wanted to make sure I say this, just listening to the other coaches is to be able to say, you know, it really is about intentional influence and leadership. You need to listen to that show because that's going to help you get a job. And Frank Talk, you know, it's really, if you listen to the things that are being discussed on that, you can apply that to your job search. Or, you know, the Powerful Conversations or Fun to Fortune. You're thinking about, you know, being an entrepreneur. Listen to that show. And so we can all sort of feed off each other, even though we've got different topics. The whole coaching process is similar no matter what issue it is that you're trying to address in your life. And so people will really gain from just being part of this network.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for just being such an incredible active listener and knowing exactly what the other coaches' shows are about. We're going to be promoting the shows here on the Life Coach Radio Network and the upcoming broadcasts. So, Kathleen, I really appreciate all your advice and for promoting the other shows and for being on Get a Job with Kathleen Brady every other Wednesday night at 7:30 Eastern, starting 2 weeks from tonight, May 15th. Kathleen, thanks again for joining us.
Sure. Thanks, Russ.
All right. You're welcome. Next up is Woody Haken. Woody Haken's show is called Wounded Child. It debuts Friday, May 17th at noon. Woody, thank you for being on.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share this message, my message, the message of the wounded child.
Yes, and I'm really intrigued by this. So for those of you listening, Woody's show is very different than the other shows that we've talked about so far here on the Life Coach Radio Network. What can you tell us, Woody, about what Wounded Child is about?
These days you hear a lot about the war against bullying or fighting against bullying or being anti-bullying. A lot of laws have been enacted about bullying. All of this is great because anything that could be done to stop bullying is a wonderful thing. But what's left out of the picture is what happened to those who were bullied. And the people that I reach out to or that my show is really going to be reaching out to are adult survivors of both childhood bullying and of child abuse. And what I want to be able to do, somebody who has been chronically bullied or who has been abused as a child already is set up for failure in their life because they've been trained from an early age that they're victims. They've been taught that they're losers. Whatever they attempt is going to fail. And so the voices of the bully, the voices of the abuser are ringing in their ears and echoing through, you know, decades of their lives. And I want to reach them with the coaching process to help them recognize within themselves the voice of that negative inner voice that I call the gremlin. And also to learn that, you know, just as Kathleen had said, you know, that, you know, being able to go from one type of thinking to, you know, it can't happen to me, like she was saying about getting a job, you know, a victim of abuse and bullying is going to have the thinking that, you know, that they're not qualified or that they can't or that, or maybe they're used to not being liked by others. To be able to go from that kind of thinking to seeing what they went through as being a gift, because someone that has suffered bullying and who has suffered child abuse is really the only people that can reach others who've gone through the same. And that to look at what they went through as a gift because it's now equipped them to become an inspiration to others.
So based on what you just said, does that mean that you personally experienced childhood bullying and/or abuse?
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes.
Well, it's a shame that you had to go through that, but I think you said it so eloquently that because you went through it, you can empathize. And now, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. You've been given this mantle to help those who have come after you deal with the effects of childhood bullying and/or abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I see my show as being you know, having a strong call-in component. You know, I would like for my show to be me talking little about a topic, but giving wounded children an opportunity to, you know, to be coached. You know, they may have been exposed to psychology, or they may have been exposed to all kinds of other things, but it's really the coaching process that is empowering, and that's what I want to give to my audience.
Awesome. Well, Blog Talk Radio gets a lot of listens, and people search for shows via the keywords, so I think your keywords will hopefully draw lots of listeners and callers to your show, and you can make the world a better place and help these kids or adults who went through things as kids. Woody Haken, Wounded Child, debuts Friday, May 17th at noon. Woody, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next up, we're going to move to many of the coaches who are going to be on Life Coach Chat, which is basically like The View, the TV show, but without all the celebrity gossip, celebrity guests, et cetera. It's just three life coaches on each broadcast coming together to talk about whatever issues are important to them, whether it's stuff they see with their current clients in terms of trends or maybe an issue that they're having, helping a client progress from point A to point B. So we're going to talk to a bunch of those coaches now. Tim Billiter is the first one that we're going to talk to. He makes his debut Sunday, May 19th on the Super Soul Sunday recap and discussion episode. Tim, thank you so much for being on.
Hey, Russ. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome, and I know you're going to do fantastic. So, Tim, what do you hope to accomplish as a result of being on the radio?
You know, it's kind of, I would like to accomplish the same thing that I would like to accomplish in coaching in general. Coaching can help people, but I really am more focused on transforming people.
So talk about, for our listeners, the difference between getting help and getting transformed.
Well, I think that a couple people have already mentioned this, that this story that we carry around about ourselves, I call mine my own personal mythology. And a mythology is really a story that tells us who we are about ourselves and about our place in the world. And, you know, I realized at some point in my life that I was no longer writing the story for myself. I was just defending the story that I already had. And, you know, and until we change that story and we change what we believe about ourselves, we can make improvements in our life, but we're not really transforming our life into the life.
So you're going to be part of the Super Soul Sunday show. What do you like most about Super Soul Sunday?
Well, first of all, I like the fact that there's even something like it on television. I mean,
yeah,
it's something that there's nothing like it, and the fact that it can even be on and that people watch it is pretty fantastic to me.
So, Super Soul Sunday is, of course, on the Oprah Winfrey Network own. How would you describe it in your words to people who may be listening to this but maybe haven't seen it before?
I think that it's a way of bringing new ideas and really healthy ideas, a way of approaching life in a healthy manner versus the sort of dog-eat-dog, super-competitive world that we live in today. It's Oprah bringing all sorts of people forward that, you know, some of them you may heard of before and some of them that you may not, but it's looking at the world in a different prism.
That is so true. So true. Do you have a favorite person that's been on Super Soul Sunday?
Probably Marianne Williamson, because it was one of the very first people that really attracted me into the sort of self-help spiritual world.
And I know you and I have talked about this offline, but for people who may not be familiar, so Marianne Williamson either she studied or she wrote the book, A Course in Miracles. Is that right?
She's a studier of it. She did not write it.
She studied it. Okay. And what is the thumbnail sketch of what A Course in Miracles is?
Oh, you asked me the wrong thing, because the Course in Miracles is not something that I have studied. I do know that the basic principle is that we always come from either love or we come from fear. And the Course in Miracles is trying to guide us towards always coming from love instead of fear.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is so true. And one of your Life Coach Chat colleagues is on, and I'm going to bring him in next because I know he knows a lot about her, and this is a perfect transition. So, Tim Billiter, you're going to make your debut on the Super Soul Sunday recap episode May 19th, a Sunday, likely at noon, but we'll get the exact time out to people as it gets closer. Tim, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, Russ. I'm very excited.
You're welcome. Me too. All right. Next up, Dexter Cicero. Dexter, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, when he brought up Marianne Williamson, I knew I had to go to you next. So Dexter is going to actually make his debut on the first episode of Life Coach Chat. It's this Sunday evening. We're still nailing down the time. But Dexter, while we're on the topic of Marianne Williamson, I know you love her. What is it about her that is so great?
First, it's her calm, soothing voice and the passion in which she speaks about A Course in Miracles. And the way she delivers it, it's just moving. That's the first thing about it. The course itself is an intellectual work. That will lead us to a higher spiritual self and a higher understanding of ourselves as people. And like the last, your last guest who was just speaking, it is about choosing to come from love than from fear. And it deals a lot with the Holy Spirit, for asking the Holy Spirit to give you guidance in any particular moment about any particular situation or any particular thought you might have about yourself in any particular situation, and help for guidance or help for a new way of looking at that particular situation. So it's quite profound work.
Well, I love Marianne Williamson. I love almost everyone who's on Super Soul Sunday, so that's why we wanted to do a show like this, and I can't wait for more people to find out exactly what Super Soul Sunday and some of these wise people have to say. So for you, I ask this question to others. What do you hope to accomplish as a result of being on the Life Coach Radio Network and on these Life Coach Chat episodes?
I hope to achieve a higher sense of consciousness in every aspect of what I do, whether it's or what the listener is up to, whether it's finding a new job, being a better lover, being a better parent, being more creative. Just what is the next place? What's the next level? How do I get to live my next higher self? Or for that, anyone gets to live their next higher self. So that's what I look to achieve from this.
Their next highest self. So what does that mean exactly?
Well, it could mean, you know, that you are looking to what's your a self that you need to experience, the highest self. So if you want to experience yourself as being an absolutely loving person, man or woman, you get to be in order to do that, you need to be in a relationship with the people around you and really commit to being in a relationship with them and being committed to being forgiving and open to whomever they are as people. And with that, it doesn't mean that you let people step all over you, but you get to open up the conversation to that, and that means that you need to be extremely loving and patient and kind in ways that you may not have ever experienced yourself as being before, to give one example. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah, and gosh, the world would be such a much better place if more people followed that mantra. Yeah, all right, now, can you give us a preview of what you personally plan to talk about on the inaugural Life Coach Chat Sunday night?
Well, we plan to talk about what is significant change. and what that looks like. So we're going to draw from current events and see how that leads into our personal lives and see how that leads into what are the steps we as people can take to make significant change and what that looks like in our daily lives.
Wow, I love it. That sounds fantastic. So Dexter Cicero is going to be on Life Coach Chat. He debuts this coming Sunday night. Change in people's personal lives. I love the topic. Dexter, thank you so much for being on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, we're going to go to another coach host who's going to be on Sunday night, Shiv Paul. Shiv, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Ross. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. All right, so what made you guys decide to go with this topic to talk about Sunday night?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I'm very lucky to be doing the inaugural coach chat session with Dexter, who you just heard from, and also with Mike, who we'll hear from in a bit. And we had a call yesterday to discuss what we wanted to talk about. And just as we were sort of telling each other little bits about our stories, significant change seemed to be a really sort of key factor in all of our lives. So we decided that what we really wanted to talk about were small steps to big changes. So that's what we're calling our inaugural session. And, you know, I think there's a common perception that in order to make significant change or big changes in your life, you have to really turn your life upside down. And, you know, everything has to change and you have to be taken out of your comfort zone and things like that. And, you know, actually we want to question, is that really true? You know, are there small things that people can introduce into their lives that are not overwhelming, that are easily digestible, are easily able to absorb those things into their lives, that they can actually have significant impact on your attitude, on how you live your life, and how you want to institute change in your life?
Mm. Well, significant change, small steps to big changes. When you talked about that just now, I got chills. So I am so excited for you, Shiv Paul, and for Dexter Cicero and for Mike Giassi to be brought together. Our first Life Coach Chat broadcast is in incredible hands, and I think the brainstorming that the three of you did yesterday to come up with your show topic is an excellent example to set for the future Life Coach Chat episodes for all the other coach hosts who are on about what's important to them and what they want to talk about. So what would you say has been the biggest change in your life?
Wow, that is that's a huge question. I will answer that by talking about the most prominent thing that has been going on in my life at the moment, which is a foray into documentary filmmaking. So I am finishing up a short documentary film which focuses on LGBTQ amateur tennis players who compete in leagues and the Gay Olympics and an international gay tour and things like that. And I focused on four subjects in that documentary who tell us about their stories of adversity and basically their journey towards self-acceptance and transformation that they have discovered through sport and through this community. So it has a tennis focus, but really it's about acceptance. You know, whether you're male, female, transgendered, gay, straight, you have any athletic ability or not, my hope is that through these people's stories, everyone will be able to relate to the things that they're saying and be given some insight into the fact that there is a tribe out there for them to belong to, you know, especially a lot of people these days who don't feel accepted or feel like they belong. And that's been a very life-changing project for me over the last 10 months. I've learned a lot about myself, a lot about the fellow tennis players that I interact with on tour. And I really want that. I think it echoes a lot of what all of the other coaches have been saying tonight. you know, my hope for this film is that it really changes people's, not just changes people's attitudes about LGBTQ sports people, but also about themselves. You know, what is possible, what's achievable, and actually, when you really set your mind to it, it's out there. You know, anything is possible.
That is so excellent, and I can't wait to watch the documentary once it's done. I've liked the page on Facebook, and I, as you know, I'm a tennis fan, so I can't wait for it to come out. And it's crazy how making a movie can change your life, but in this case, it has. So kudos to you. So Shiv Paul, you're going to make your debut to Sunday night, this coming Sunday, May 5th. What time are you guys going on the air?
8 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Time this Sunday. So, yes, we're very excited.
Awesome. And Shiv is actually going to be on our second Life Coach Chat also, which is on Tuesday night. So, Shiv, thank you for being on. And I'm now going to bring in another coach who's going to be on Tuesday. So, Shiv, let me say goodbye to you. Thank you so much for being on.
Thanks, Russ.
You're welcome. All right, next up, she's going to make her debut Tuesday night. That's May 7th, 6 days away at 9 p.m. on Life Coach Chat with Shiv, Kathleen West. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Russ. How are you tonight?
I am awesome. It is so good to have you on. We just saw each other, Kathleen and I, for lunch on Friday, and it was just so great seeing each other in person and talking about this Life Coach Radio Network. I love Kathleen's niche as a coach because I see it with so many clients. Kathleen, tell the listeners what you focus on in your coaching.
I work with women of all ages, but mainly with women who want to not redefine themselves, but find themselves again. So many of us live on autopilot, and we give to everybody that is within our immediate circle that we forget to take care of ourselves. And then years later, we wind up looking in the mirror, and that reflection staring back at us, and we're going, who am I? And it's so important because we do lose such a part of our identity by doing it, and we lose what we used to love and do, and what made us as an individual and unique to begin with, because we give pieces of ourselves away constantly. So I assist women in wanting to bring themselves off the back burner back onto the front focus again.
I think your message is so important for so many people to hear, whether it's women going through it or people that may know a woman going through it. I don't want to put you on the spot, but is it safe to assume that this is something that you yourself have gone through?
Oh, yeah. I was a stay-at-home mom for 18 years. I was so involved in everything. You know, my mother called, I would drop and go. School called, I would drop and go. I was always there with the kids. In fact, I have oodles that hang at the house, and I've known them since they were in kindergarten. And I loved it, and I don't regret a moment of it. But once those children start not needing you anymore, and you feel that sense of loss, and, well, what am I supposed to do now? A life coach can be so helpful in you finding yourself again. Funny, IPEC did it for me. When I went to school for IPEC, IPEC did it for me. Because you can take the steps to get a job, and you can take the steps to make sure you have lunch with the girlfriends once a month if you still have your girlfriends, because you might have lost them because your attention was so on the family. But, you know, it's not putting more things into your life. It's actually taking a step back and answering those so important questions that no one seems to ask themselves.
Oh, my gosh. And now Kathleen mentioned IPEC. So IPEC is the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. A number of us here on the Life Coach Radio Network got trained as life coaches through IPEC, and I was just there this weekend teaching life coach training to a new group of life coaches who are about to be certified, and it was so incredible, and just being in a space with common people of a common mind, whether it's in a life coach training session or on this network with all of my fellow coach hosts, is just such an amazing, incredible environment. I can't say enough good things about it. So, Kathleen, if you can leave people tonight with a message, what would you say that message is?
I want to say also, though, that I also do work with young adults from 16 to 25 that are transitioning from high school into college and then out into the real world, so that they don't become so overwhelmed with the next step, the loss of friends, because people move away, they move on with their lives, and how to adjust with the tools so that they can not have to go through what we go through or what I went through, you know, 20 years later, you know, to look in the mirror and go, who am I? What would I say? Get a coach. You know, let them assist you in rediscovering who you are. And when they ask you that question, take a moment to really pay attention to it and put some thought into thinking of it, because we don't take the time to think of what we really want. We just jump to the next step so often.
So true.
And it might not be a step that we actually wanted to take, you know, but we did it because that was what was in front of us at the moment.
So true. All right, Kathleen West making her debut Tuesday night at 9 on Life Coach Chat. Kathleen, thank you so much for being on.
Oh, thanks, Russ, so much for putting this network together for all of us. I look so forward to it, to meeting new people and learning from everybody.
Yes.
Because that is the biggest thing for me. It's I will learn from my colleagues, and it's great.
So true. I could not agree more. All right. David Diamond, are you on the air?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. I sure can. So David is going to join Kathleen, who we just heard from, and Shiv, who we heard from before her, Tuesday night at 9 on Life Coach Chat. David, thank you so much for being on. What is your niche within coaching?
Basically, I have been working with artists, particularly people who are involved in the performing arts, and anybody who is interested in accessing their creativity.
Such an interesting niche, and especially here in the New York City area. I bet you have a lot of clients. What do you hope to accomplish as a result of being on the Life Coach Radio Network in general and Life Coach Chat specifically?
Well, I'm really looking forward to exploring the ideas of how we can take a bigger perspective than the one that we have on our day-to-day lives. To me, coaching is about helping people see things from another perspective so they can start to see their lives and the possibilities of what they can achieve in their lives and what they can do through a different lens than that they've been looking at it through typically, because we get caught, I think, sometimes in our own thinking so much that we lose some kind of a perspective. So I'm hoping that we can work together to help help each other find new ways of seeing and ways of approaching the things that come up in our lives.
Oh, my gosh, that is so, so true. So what's an example of a time in your life where you got to see a bigger perspective?
I guess when I decided to think about coaching as a career, as a profession, as something I wanted to spend my time doing, when I left a full-time job to go to take a leap off of a cliff, really, and explore what it would be like to be a freelance person, to create my own business, but also take on other freelance opportunities and let my decisions be guided more by my interests and what I felt was important at the time, as opposed to what I felt the expectations of others were about what I should do.
Mm. And it's so funny how getting into coaching has been transformational for you, for me, for so many of us. And we're not necessarily saying that the listeners should all leave their jobs and get into coaching, but I think the learning point here is coaching can change your life, whether you become a coach or whether you get coaching. All right, last question for you. Because your niche is so interesting, artists, what is something, a trend that you see among the artists that you're working with?
Well, I think a lot of artists who whose life work is about getting in touch with the deepest parts of themselves so they can share that with an audience, they often lose the perspective on the difference between what they're creating and who they are. It sometimes happens that people get caught up in worrying too much about what the audience or what other people are going to think about them, and they sort of forget that the value that they have as people is not the performance that they're giving, but it's intrinsic in who they are. And I think it happens probably to everybody, but I notice it a lot in artists whose sensitivity and sensibility and an understanding of the human condition is so much a part of their work.
All right, David Diamond, thank you for sharing that wisdom and all your wisdom. Thanks for being on tonight. You're making your debut Tuesday, 9 p.m. on Life Coach Chat. Thanks so much for being on.
Thanks, Russ.
You're welcome. All right, next up, Philomena Iorio Tashaluk. Philomena, how are you tonight?
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I'm great. What is your niche within coaching?
So my niche within coaching is stress eating, and it's something that I'm very, very passionate about.
Stress eating. Okay, so yes. Define, I think I know what it is, but just so we can be crystal clear for the listeners, define stress eating.
So stress eating is really when people don't have strong internal self-soothing skills. They use food as an attractive and temporary substitute to self-soothe. And what ends up happening is when you end up eating to self-soothe, after that feel-good feeling is gone, you end up feeling regretful, resentful, and you end up feeling worse. And it really creates this vicious cycle where you eat to self-soothe, you feel good temporary, and then you feel bad for it, and then the cycle begins all over again. And in the end, what ends up happening is you end up gaining weight, and you feel horrible in all areas of your life.
You know, it's so interesting. I just want to pause for a second. So it was Easter weekend, which was basically a month ago, when I had lunch with Philomena back in suburban Philadelphia. She actually moved to near where I grew up. And I said, you know, I have this idea for a Life Coach radio network. And it was just an idea then. That was a month ago. And here we are now on the air together on the Premier broadcast. And I'm so proud of you because 1 month ago, you weren't ready to do this. And in just 30 days, you have transformed from not ready to ready to get this message out there for people to hear. So I just want to stop and recognize you for that and congratulate you for that. I'm proud of you and for you and to know you and to have you be on this network.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I really couldn't have done it without you, without your encouragement. So I really want to thank you for giving me this opportunity because I think this is an important subject that needs to be discussed and addressed. And, you know, a lot of people, when they're addressing their weight issues, they look at the physical weight. And they put so much pressure on themselves to lose the physical weight. And they end up depriving themselves. You know, when I see the numbers on the scale go down, then I'll feel better. Then I'll feel confident. Then I'll feel more beautiful. Or, you know, when I stop overeating – then I can buy new clothes, then I can reward myself. And when you hear someone saying that, what does that tell you? It tells you that they're not worthy, and it tells you that they hate themselves. And if you think about it, it's really hard to take care of something that you hate. You know, can relate to this. Everyone has had a job that they've hated at some point in their life. And when you hate your job, when you hate going into work, you're not putting all of that effort and energy into being productive and into really caring for the things that you're doing at work. And really, that's the same thing that happens when we're not taking care of ourselves and when we don't love ourselves. When we take on a challenge such as dieting, it ends up being more of a job that we hate. And in the end, you may lose the physical weight, but what ends up happening is it doesn't lead to sustainable results. You end up gaining the weight back.
Wow. Well, this is such a topic, such an important topic, and this affects so many Americans. So, Philomena Iorio, Tasha Luke, thank you so much for being on. Philomena is going to make her debut a week from Saturday on Life Coach Chat. The time is still to be determined, but we'll get you info on that. Philomena, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Also making her debut on Saturday, May 11th, is Joanna Swift joining us from the West Coast. Joanna, thanks for being on the premier broadcast here on the Life Coach Radio Network.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So what is your niche within coaching?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question because at this point I have tried on a couple of different niches and I am continuing to try on new niches. And what I'm really enjoying is having the opportunity to talk to lots of different types of people and kind of find the places where we sync up, where what they're going through syncs up really well with what my expertise might be. So I'm still feeling things out, and it's actually a really exciting process.
Mm. I know for me, I had ideas in my head last year when I began in coaching of what my niches would be, and it evolved, and what I thought would be a niche mm-hmm. didn't end up being a niche, and what was a niche in the beginning kind of went by the wayside, so I can completely empathize with you on that. What's your goal that you would like to accomplish being on the radio?
That's a super good question. I love people. I think people are the coolest thing, and I love two things in particular. One, talking to other people and seeing the places that our conversations go. You know, when you get really deep in conversation with people, you can come up with the most brilliant, the most, like, beautiful thoughts and the most beautiful inspirations. And I'm really looking forward to doing Life Coach Chat because I can already see the way of listening to everybody else talk tonight. Listening to the ways that I know we're going to sync up. I'm really excited to get on the radio with people and have those conversations that just light up the world. And I'm also equally excited to have those conversations in a forum where other people will be able to listen so that our inspirations can begin to take root in people's minds and in people's hearts and begin the transformation process that coaching is so good at before we may even have a chance to speak directly one-on-one with the people who are listening to us. So that's what I'm excited about.
Oh, my gosh. And your answer, Joanna, just gave me chills, seriously, because that's what the Life Coach Radio Network is all about. And I think this is just going to evolve into something fantastic. And I love that all of these Life Coach Chat episodes are three different coaches coming together each time. It might be me and you and person A one time, and then you and person B and person C another time, and mm-hmm. to just learn from each other and share our message with each other. and have people call in, whether it's for a free coaching Friday or to just pick our brains on something and expose more people to coaching. So I'm so excited, and I'm excited. You're excited, Joanna. Joanna Swift, she's going to make her debut on Life Coach Chat a week from Saturday, May 11th. Joanna, thank you so much for being on tonight.
Thanks for having me, Russ. This is really exciting.
I know. I'm excited, and I'm excited that all of you are excited. All right, we're going to stay on the West Coast and go to Veronica Taylor. Veronica, welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Veronica is the last host to sign up. She and I just confirmed her spot this afternoon, and she is a mover and a shaker. She's on the premiere broadcast tonight. So kudos to you, Veronica, for making it happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. So what do you hope to accomplish by being part of Life Coach Chat? And by the way, Veronica is going to make her debut a week from Friday on the Friday, May 10th episode of Free Coaching Friday. What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I hope to accomplish to bring and broaden, actually, the conversation about leadership. My practice is on leadership, and normally I feel that the word leadership usually comes up in a corporate setting, and it's always thought out of a male figure. Obviously, a leader is usually thought out of being in a conference room. And I feel that we are expanding that word, and I really want to broaden it up so that we can bring leadership overall in all of our aspects of our life.
Mm. I love it. So we talked about leadership, gosh, it was probably an hour ago or so when Jean Stets-Polchowski was on. What do you see as a trend in leadership with the people that you work with?
Well, I think the trend is obviously changing in the sense that we do see more women in corporate settings taking leadership roles, and not just in managerial aspects, but just overall leaders. But I think that the conversation, it stops when you leave the corporate or work setting. And I do see that the same type of qualities that we require in our in the success of our careers can also be applied in our relationships with friends and family, and also in our own personal development as people in general. So I want to encourage people and use the platform to discuss those very same qualities and aspects that we see so much at work and how we can really apply them to our life in general.
Hmm. And how do you define leadership? What's it mean to you?
Well, I think leadership to me personally is really figuring out who you truly are so that you could lead with authenticity. I think that is one of the main keys. And to learn to bring out that inner courageous self so that you can come out with, you know, with conviction and wisdom so that you can come out into the world and the people that you're trying to inspire so that you can look that self. Life in general, not just the people that you're trying to lead within your corporate setting.
Awesome. Well, I'd love that you mention authenticity. That is a word that I am a big fan of, and that's something that I'm a big fan of. Veronica Taylor making her debut a week from Friday on Life Coach Chat. We'll get you the time as it gets closer. Veronica, thank you so much for being on, and welcome as the newest member of the Life Coach Radio Network.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Russ, for putting this together.
You're welcome. All right. So those were all of the Life Coach Chat hosts. We're going to go back to some of the people who have their own show. Jose Albino, are you on the line? Jose, are you there? All right. We'll come back to Jose. Jen Kotler, are you on the line? Jen, are you there? All right, let's try Tiffany Dixon. Are you on the line?
I'm here, Russ.
Tiffany, yeah. How are you tonight?
Russ,
oh.
This is Jen.
Oh, sorry. Okay, let's go to Jen and then Tiffany. Jen, how are you doing
tonight?
Hey,
Russ. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Jen Kotler, the Reverend Jen Kotler, makes her debut on Monday, Spiritually Speaking with Jen Kotler. That sounds fascinating. Jen, what is that all about?
Well, I'll tell you, Russ, it's about people really being able to tap into their own spiritual energy to connect with God or the God of their own understanding and really be able to live out their call and vocation in the way that I think in my language God intends. So it doesn't mean that you have to be Christian or Jewish or Buddhist or Hindu or any particular religious conviction. You can be a person that just wants to really figure out what is it that, you know, that I feel passionately about? What connects me to the rest of humanity? What is my call to be in the world? Where am I really passionate, and how can I connect with other people and with the work that I'm doing so that, you know, every day I'm living out, essentially I'm living the dream.
Mm. Now, your own personal journey is relevant. In the introduction, I said you're a reverend, so maybe just give people the thumbnail sketch of what your career background has been prior to becoming a coach.
Yeah, one of the things that I know Joanna mentioned was that, you know, she's been playing around with some niches, and you were saying that you had done that as well, and so was I. I was really initially focusing in on transition because I've gone through so many career transitions myself. I've started out working with adults with disabilities and got a master's degree in special ed and taught school for a while. Went back to school because I had this call in my life and did a master's of divinity degree and have spent time both working in nonprofits and in a church. And my most recent experience was working with this really remarkable congregation in Manhattan that was open and accepting of everyone. And that's how I understand God. God just loves us so much in whatever way that we understand God. And God wants us to live in a way in which we can just flourish and we can live our lives in just in passion and joy and love. And so I'm super excited about helping folks really tap into that energy and understand how they can live into their call, into their vocation, and in a way just, you know, empowers them and helps them to tap into that spirit.
Well, I love that you said that your church, which I've been to your church multiple times when you were there, open and accepting of everyone. That's such an incredible message, and we don't see it often enough, whether it's in a church setting or outside of a church setting. So I'm so incredibly happy that that's your message, that people are going to hear that from you. You're making your debut Monday night, this Monday, May 6th. What time are you going to be on, Jen?
The show's going to be at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
So I
perfect.
Hope, yep. So look forward to folks tuning in.
All right. Well, we will be sure to get the word out. That's going to be our second show after tonight's premiere. We have Life Coach Chat on Sunday and then Spiritually Speaking with Jen Kotler on Monday night at 8. Jen, thank you so much for being on tonight.
Oh, thank you, Russ. Take care.
You're welcome. You too. All right, next up, Tiffany Dixon. She hosts Me Optimize with Tiffany Dixon and makes her debut Monday, May 20th. Tiffany, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
You're welcome. All right, what is Me Optimized about?
Me Optimized is all about helping people work through their body, image, and beauty issues to find their personal style. I like to help people understand that personal style has really nothing to do with what you see in magazines or trends or what particular body type women are always thinking that they should be, but really it's all about understanding your self-concept, and second to that, understanding that how you present yourself is essentially how the world sees you and how you feel about yourself and where you're going with your goals, and just essentially getting your self-concept to a place where it's strong enough to say, this is me regardless of what society may say I should look like or feel like. I feel great, and this is me optimized.
I love it. So you are a style coach, so you bring a unique show to the Life Coach Radio Network, which I am just so excited about. The definition of life coach, at least here with us, is broad, and it includes somebody that's a spirituality coach, such as Jen, who we just heard of, and somebody who is a style coach, like Tiffany, who we're talking to now. So what is the biggest trend or issue style-wise that your clients are dealing with right now?
Well, first I want to say that I'm very thankful for you, to you, for including me in the life coaching arena, mainly because when I first started as a stylist, I honestly thought my job would just be styling. And I quickly learned that much of what I do has little to do with what I'm actually putting on the women or men that I'm styling. It's really about getting them to feel confident in their clothing and be able to own their own choices without becoming kind of mimicking other people that they see. So, you know, for a long time, I was like, am I a life coach? Why am I talking to them about all these other issues besides what they're wearing? And you'll learn that people have so many, whether it be from childhood, whether they were bullied, whether, you know, they had a sibling who was seen as the beautiful one and they were kind of put to the side as one who wasn't so attractive. There are so many issues that come into play when people ask themselves in the morning, what am I wearing today?
Well, first of all, you're welcome for the thank you to include you, and I'm so excited that I did include you. And I think your issue that you're talking about, body image especially, is so relevant and so prevalent. And through this Life Coach Radio Network and your show, Me Optimized, you are going to have a great positive impact on so many more people. So I'm really grateful to have you as part of the network, Tiffany, and appreciative that you were able to join this premiere broadcast tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, Russ.
You're welcome. All right, tune in for Me Optimized. Tiffany makes her debut Monday, May 20th, with Me Optimized Monday with Tiffany Dixon. Tiffany, what time is that premiere broadcast on Monday the 20th?
8 p.m.
8 p.m., perfect. All right, thank you very much. All right, one last try for Jose Albino. Jose, are you on the line? All right, well, I'll tell you what Jose's show is. It's called Purposeful Conversations with Jose Albino. It's on every other Wednesday night starting a week from tonight at 8 p.m., Purposeful Conversations with Jose Albino. Like some of the others on the call, Jose hasn't yet identified a niche, but I think that's what makes his show interesting, because it could be about anything. And I had a show on the Triple L Radio Network from September and through until this week, and my show was just about anything because I was still discovering my niche, and I loved it, and I think my listeners loved it. Over the course of the 20-some episodes, I averaged 1,000 or so listeners per episode, so people seem to like that concept, so kudos to Jose. Hey, just a reminder, please like us on Facebook and Twitter, just so you can keep in touch with all kinds of news on the Life Coach Radio Network. So that's facebook.com/Life Coach Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Life Coach Radio Network. Once you like us, then you'll get to see all the invites for all the shows. We're basically going to have a show every day, which is incredible. And you can follow us on Twitter. It's Coach Host Radio. Coach Host Radio. All one word. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And I hope to have you listen. Have incredible. incredible shows coming up for you all month long. We're taking the next few days off to get ready, and then starting Sunday the 5th, we have basically 4 full weeks for you, other than Mother's Day and the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. So thanks for tuning in to All 90 Minutes. I'm Russ Perry. This ends the premiere broadcast of the Life Coach Radio Network. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening, and have a great night.